am really proud, and the Cattlemen's Association, the Beef Industry Council, deserve a ton of credit for stepping forward. Producers all across the state, we called it the Beef Up Iowa program, which is still one of my favorite names for any program that we've ever run here at the department, Beef Up Iowa. And what that did is connect again producers through the Iowa State University Meat Lab to provide ground beef for food pantries all across the state. And you know, I think we're approaching 2 million servings of local Iowa raised protein that was delivered to those food pantries. So this is a big effort. We're not even done yet. We're continuing to try to meet that need of food insecurity. But yes, I do think again that something happened in the last year that many of us, many consumers didn't think could happen in this country. And that was limitations on some of their food items that they wanted to buy. And I hope that is a reminder that food doesn't magically appear on the grocery store shelf, that it starts on a farm somewhere, that it's got essential workers all throughout the supply chain that has to move, and it has to move in a timely way. And it needs to be affordable, safe, and quality. And boy, we are so fortunate in this country that we have that. But we did experience a disruption that I think has served as a great reminder of the importance of that critical infrastructure, our food and agriculture supply chain.